Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the Nevada Youth Legislature, and we'll have State Senator Valerie Wiener here, plus Aaron Craner, Ethan Fosta, and Laurel Cavallo. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Clara Andreola, Greg Crawford, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Valerie Wiener. She started the Nevada Youth Legislature. Senator, explain briefly, if you would, what is the Nevada Youth Legislature?
This is a forum for high school students that allows the state and the young people to benefit from their learning about the legislative process. Each youth legislator is selected by his or her state senator, and they go through a vigorous application process. They serve a one-year term, and they mirror just about everything we do in the Nevada legislature.
Now, they get a bill draft, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so they come up with this bill draft, and the bill draft, surprisingly, was to allow kids to leave school at 16 instead of 18 for those that don't want to go on to college. What were your thoughts when you found out what the bill draft was going to be?
I was in the meeting when they processed the bill draft requests from each of the youth legislators. It was very close, and what is important is that they're going to be participating in the evolving process. So at their next meeting, they'll have a full hearing on that measure, and they'll learn about language choices and the pros and the cons on the measure, and then they will have the opportunity again to determine whether or not they want to go forward with this bill draft request or reconsider that and bring into account some of the other offerings that were brought forward by the youth legislators. So we'll see what happens at the next meeting. This too mirrors what can happen in our legislature.
Well, I thought it was very interesting because in my personal case, I actually left school unofficially at 14 and a half and officially at 15, and so coming out of the British system. And so I thought this was very fascinating because I think that there are a lot of reasons why it would be a good thing for kids who don't want to go on to college to you know get back into the business world or takes different kinds of apprenticeships. There are all different kinds of ways that people could act that would be different than having to be forced to stay into school till you're 18 if you don't want to learn. What did you think about that?
Well, what's wonderful about having that as the original selection is what has ensued since then. There's been vigorous debate, a lot of conversation. I know the youth legislators have been in dialogues with each other, whether it be by email or with people that they meet every day. The media's been interested in this. And what's great about it is how people have engaged in the subject, which makes for a healthy system. And we'll see what happens when the language comes forward from the witnesses at the hearing, as well as language offerings from the youth legislators themselves. So whether or not this goes forward, that's very, very possible. Whether or not they pursue something else, whatever the outcome, they've had a magnificent opportunity to have that public debate.
And we thank you so much for being here. We look forward to having you back in our studio. Thank you, Senator. And we're now joined by another member of the Nevada Youth Legislature, and her name is Erin Craner. She's a freshman at Del Sol High School, and she represents Clark District 5. Pleasure to have you on the program, Erin. What were your thoughts, because you're 13 years old, with the idea that potentially, if this bill draft passed, that you could leave school at 16?
I think that regardless of age, this is a great program for anybody. I don't think that my age makes a difference. I am very interested in government and the political process, and I think that even though I am 13 years old, I can still be able to represent the youth of my district and be able to listen to their input and also bring in ideas of my own and question them about those and still be able to use what they say regardless of age.
Oh yes, no, I absolutely agree. What I meant was that the bill draft that came out of your group suggested that it would be a good idea for kids to be able to leave school at 16. We have other members of the youth legislature coming on who are 17, 18 years old. I was just curious as to what you thought about that idea.
Okay, with that bill draft request, many of the youth legislators did support that bill. However, I do not support that bill for several reasons. I think that because of judgment issues, some students that are 16 years old are not ready to face the outside world yet, and they're not able to make those good decisions, and some of them are not prepared to be able to drop out of school yet.
You said that you became a legislator because of the many issues going on around you that were unaddressed and you wanted to change that. Would you share a couple of those issues with us?
One issue that I addressed in my bill draft request actually was that there aren't enough options for students right now. I know there are several classes that are required right now, such as PE and health and computer technology or computer training. And those are some classes that some students are not in need of. And there are ways for that these students could be able to get out of these classes, like getting out of PE by participating in a sport for several years, or getting out of computer technology by work experience. And this is one issue that I thought was important because I know of several people that came to my town hall meeting or that talked to me personally about how they are spending hundreds of dollars, $300 and $400 on summer school, or are not able to take the electives they want because they have to take these required classes. So that's one issue that my constituents and I both think are important.
Erin, you are terrific. I thank you so much for coming on the program, and hopefully we'll be able to get you back on at some point in the near future. I'd love to talk to you some more. Thank you very much indeed. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Local entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have another couple of great kids with us today, students, I should say. Ethan Foster is here. He's the chair of the Youth Legislators. And Laurel Cavallo is the vice chair of Youth Legislators. You represent Washoe District 4, and you represent Washoe District 3. So, pleasure to have you both on the program here. Let's continue this conversation talking about this bill draft, for those that missed the earlier segment, where you're saying that kids should have the ability to leave school at 16 instead of being forced to stay in school until 18. Tell me about some of the discussions that you guys had putting this bill draft together.
Well, we had a lot of discussions. It was a heavily debated bill draft request in the Nevada Youth Legislature, and it was we've seen both sides of the bill, but arguments that were for the bill were that students don't necessarily school isn't for everybody, and that they should be able to pursue an alternative form of education. And at the same time, the opposition to the bill was that it might increase or encourage the dropout rate or something to that effect.
Do you think that would happen? Are the dropouts not going to drop out anyway?
Well, dropouts are going to drop out regardless of what you do and how old the age is, but it could be, I don't know, it's hard. Looking at the outline of the bill, there are definitely stipulations that can be put into the bill that would require you to pursue some other form of education, whether it's like a apprenticeship or, you know, TMCC classes or whatever. And
so basically, it's not that you're advocating that kids should just leave school and be left to their own devices.
No, not at all.
No, there will be other areas that will be put in there.
No, yeah, there would be other areas that would be put in for you to pursue what you're good at versus, you know, chemistry or Latin, what you're not good at.
Well, and I think also it gives you a jump on, you know, if you're somebody like myself, and I said this earlier on the program, that did leave school early, you know, I was able to study certain things that I needed in my career and went in and probably worked 10 times harder than I would have ever worked with in a classroom just because it was something that I was interested in.
Yeah.
So I look at that and see that, you know, there are definitely possibilities. What has been the response you've gotten since this story broke?
I've had a mixed bag of responses.
I'm sure.
A friend of mine actually responded after she viewed this, and her response was mild disapproval. The way she took it was that it might encourage the dropout rate, but at the same time, I know that from other youth legislators, they've spoken with their friends, and their friends would be benefited by this because some of them might be interested in pursuing a mining career because they grew up in a mining town, and this would help them get an early start on their vocational goals.
What kind of responses did you get?
I think I've either gotten absolute yeses or absolute noes. People are having a hard time kind of seeing either the downfalls or the benefits to the bill. So it's kind of a mixed responses.
For the people who were saying no, what was their response?
Definitely just increasing the dropout rate. But by increasing the dropout rate, you're letting kids that have other career goals that won't be pursued through college have that exit. And you're also increasing the opportunities for kids that do want to go to college and that do want to stay in school because they're going to have a better benefit in the classroom.
You know, one of the things that happened in England when they went from 15 leaving school to 16 leaving school, or the potential leaving school, was that the unemployment rate was cut because you now had all these kids who were not going to go into the workforce. It will be difficult in this economy, for example, to drop a whole bunch of people of the age of 16 into the workforce. Have you looked at that aspect of it?
Yeah, absolutely. We would hope, though, that with the stipulations in the bill that kids wouldn't go straight into the workforce, that they would pursue more of a apprenticeship or some sort of other educational goals.
Okay. I want to bring up a couple other topics if I can. As you look at the state's budget crisis, how is it affecting your school?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that because I'm homeschooled, and so what I've learned about how the budget crisis has affected the other schools is through other youth legislators. So I'll let Laurel kind of explain.
Okay, go ahead.
You definitely see the cuts in a lot of areas. I go to Reno High School, and it is a fantastic school, and I love it there, but you see the cuts in the drama department, and you see the cuts in the music, and you see cuts in textbooks, and larger class sizes. In one of my classes, there aren't even enough desks for kids. We sit on the counters in the back of the classroom. And that is definitely where you see cuts, larger classes. We had teachers leave this year because we just couldn't afford to keep them around, even though they were great teachers and we needed them.
I'm sure you followed the school bond issue as they try to pass it. How did they miss the mark? Because it seems to me that the problems in the school system were so obvious that if they had gotten out to the media and really told the story, that the public would have passed the bond issue. Why do you think they missed that?
That's a very good question. I actually haven't been following that particular issue as closely. Have you, Laurel?
No.
Not entirely?
No.
Okay, then let me ask you. You know, I've been fascinated by kids who are homeschooled. First of all, I think it's an amazing commitment from the parents to be able to be involved in homeschool. And a lot of the kids that I've seen come out of this are very bright. What do you think are the biggest advantages, you know, that you've seen for you of being homeschooled?
Well, it definitely takes a vested interest on the part of the parents. And once the parents are really engaged into the homeschooling of their children, they're able to develop a certain love for learning that's really hard to come by. And personally, I've learned that from my parents. I really love to learn. My dad always says that a life without learning isn't worth living necessarily. And I would have to agree with him.
Well, you both are terrific, and I thank you so much for coming in. We'll continue to follow this bill and its ramifications, and thank you. We'll be right back on the Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Okay, but I'm in a hurry.
Not perfect. This is all about being rapid. What's your least favorite thing about your checkbook?
Well, that's easy. It has a zero balance, and I never have any checks.
Well, you're going to love this, then. We can fix both those problems with the new Swipe and Go payday loan. Oh. You just swipe your debit card. You get the cash you need.
That does help, so I don't need a check to get a payday loan.
No. You just swipe and go.
He does that pretty well.
Not bad for having pause.
Rapid Cash. Your cash right now.
Who says you can't put a price on perfection? Well, how does $14.99 sound? Bring a friend to Carino's where two can dine for just $14.99. You both enjoy an entree, salad, fresh baked bread, and a mini dessert. And now you can even try our new beef bolognese. So, spend a great meal catching up with old friends or getting acquainted with new ones. Bring a friend and start sharing some fun.
Who will you bring?
Two can dine for $14.99. Carino's. Food. Fire. Fun.
Could you use a new BFF, one that will never leave your side and will always be loyal to you? Then Best Friends Puppy Store is where you'll find that special friendship. Our puppies only come from licensed breeders and you never use puppy mills. Don't you just want to take one of these guys home with you? They're all vaccinated and chipped, so you don't have to worry about your new buddy. We also carry a large selection of accessories and gifts for your pup. And when they need a haircut, we're a full-service groomer. Best Friends Puppy Store on South Virginia, just north of Vassar.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Greg Crawford is here. He's the managing partner with Sierra Wealth Management. Clara Andriola is the president of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Sierra Nevada. And Chris Wicker is an attorney with Woodburn and Wedge. Now, we're taping this on Veterans Day. And we hear a lot from politicians about what should be done in Afghanistan and Iraq, but I don't know that we're having the debate amongst ourselves as regular people. And I think that I'd like to start out today, and especially with Afghanistan and the discussions that are going on about new troop levels, they're thinking perhaps 30,000 more troops going there. I recently taped an interview with Madame Jahan Sadat, the wife of Anwar Sadat, and she said, we need to get out. That, you know, you need to impose a strong man. These countries are not ready for democracy. What are your thoughts?
Well, Afghanistan's a very interesting situation because of the origins of the war with their support of terrorist groups, and it's a very different situation than Iraq. And I think Americans feel differently about Afghanistan than Iraq, but it's critically important that, be it a democracy or a strongman or what have you, whatever the outcome is, that the support of the terrorist groups, that the Taliban and the infrastructure that was given to terrorist groups to export terror around the world is dismantled.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, and I don't disagree with you, we took care of that problem in Afghanistan very, very quickly after 9/11. I mean, we took out every viable target there was. And we're seeing that around the world that terrorist organizations can spring up everywhere. We can't go to Somalia. We can't go to all these other countries. So these groups are going to move around wherever they want to, and we're certainly not going to start a war with Pakistan. So where should we be as ordinary citizens? This is the debate we should be having.
Well, I think certainly we all are concerned in terms of any life that is in jeopardy for fighting for our freedoms. But the bottom line is the complexity of this issue is just that. It's so complex that I think that one of the things that we, in terms of depending on those elected officials and also the folks that we put in charge of our military, are really someone we have to defer to. Those are the experts. They know the complexities.
Yeah, but
I think that it's difficult to be an armchair quarterback.
Let me just jump in here.
Sure, sure.
You know, the military is always going to tell you what it takes to win.
Right.
You just give them the goal, and they're going to tell you what it takes to win. They're not going to tell you, well, we should withdraw, and, you know, they'll tell you the consequences, but, you know, I think it's the civilian government that has to make that decision, though.
And I would agree 100% that whenever you give a military whatever that mission is, their goal is to accomplish it, hands down, whatever it takes. So we either have to decide that we're going to do that and win or pull out. This political battle in between, I think, is the frustration for all of us who believe in the freedoms of our country. So we either let the military do what they do best and the mission that they need to achieve, or we pull out.
Well, I think I would take a little bit of issue with that in this way. The reason we have political leadership is because the military is quite rightly focused on the job, as you said, and it's rare that you have a general that requests less troops or less supplies or less ammunition. And the civilian leadership has to look at the broader picture. I mean, you have this severe problem in Afghanistan, and you can say the government is hopelessly corrupt and so we'll never be able to win there. On the other hand, you can say the ramifications of a premature pullout have widespread effects. But the civilian leadership has to look at Afghanistan, has to look at Iran, Pakistan, the India relationship, and so on across the country, and say, well, where does Afghanistan fit into the picture of where we put our resources in the world and how we are able to affect other terrorist organizations around the world by either staying or an orderly withdrawal from Afghanistan? And so I applaud the Obama administration for taking time to consider that, because it's not just, they can't just consider General McChrystal's request for 40,000 troops. They have to look at the whole big picture, not the least of which, it's a huge mistake to throw more troops in there if the population in the United States is not going to hang in for the course. And it's not going to be a year, it's not going to be 2 years. Most predictions are it's going to be 5 to 10 years. And so it's the generals play a role, but you have to go beyond that.
Right, and General Casey was on this program a few weeks ago, and he was talking about what his definition of winning the war was, and it was having two-thirds of the country be democratic. Now, we've just seen a totally corrupt election. Abdullah decides that he's not going to go in the runoff. And so all of a sudden I'm watching journalists on national television talking about how, well, you know, because Karzai agreed to have the runoff, therefore he's a good guy. No, he's a crook. I mean, which part of this didn't we get? And why aren't people willing to come out and say that?
Yeah, I think, Sam, we need to look at what the real goals are. And the goal, the initial goal when we went to Afghanistan was to wipe out the terrorist infrastructure. And
we
said, it is mobile. The next goal that we establish, establishing a democracy, a thriving sort of model for that part of the world, may not be achievable and maybe too...
In our lifetime.
Yes.
It's never happened.
And maybe too
exactly.
expensive
in the
a price
history of
that
the world.
Right.
It, there has never been democracy in Afghanistan.
But we're taking a giant leap and saying that various things throughout history have not actually had corrupt governments. I mean, the fact is that these are centuries. This is a complex issue, and again, I think diplomacy is important. It certainly is critical in terms of whatever the issues are, and certainly this is a huge issue. But the fact is that even looking at McChrystal's recommendation, it's much different in terms of the cultural strategy of how he's wanting to go in there than the traditional mission that you've seen in the past with the military history. So I think that they're sensitive in terms of understanding, and McChrystal said it on 60 Minutes, that the bottom line is that we have to look, and this is a different war. This is a different way of fighting. We have to look at actually building that diplomacy and building that infrastructure. Now, if he, as a commander-in-chief,
We're out of time.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, I don't think the American people have the stomach to spend another 10 years in Afghanistan. I don't think it's going to happen. That's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Grocery Outlet has an amazing selection of wines at amazingly low prices. You may even wonder why our name is not Wine Outlet, but we do sell lots and lots of groceries too. So we'll just stick with the name. Speaking of groceries, check this deal out.
Prey on us when we're down on our luck, encourage huge debts, charge obscene interest rates. Harry Reid says it's time to stop the unfair practices of banks and credit card companies. Senator Reid led the fight to pass a law cracking down on surprise interest rate hikes, excessive fees, and marketing credit cards to college kids. Reid knows that we need to level the playing field so Nevada's working families can get a break and our economy works for everyone again.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no-obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at great low rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA.
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
When you're on the go, you can download podcasts, audio and video podcasts of Nevada Newsmakers free of charge from iTunes. Plus, as always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, Congressman Dean Heller will be here. It'll be interesting to get his take on the whole health bill initiative going up on the Hill right now and whether Senator Reid's plan to get it done by Christmas will actually occur. We'll see you on the next broadcast.